Sports Central. AFL.
Well, like most of you out there, I was glued to the AFL draft on Friday night and a great coverage right here on Melbourne's home of footy. Always great to see the reaction of so many young players, whether they were there in Sydney or, of course, as the camera showed us, inside some homes where young men were anticipating whether they were going to be picked up in this year's AFL draft. One man who didn't have to wait too long was Tim Taranto, picked up as the number two pick. Could have gone number one, as was the, I suppose, people speculating which way McGrath, McLuggage and Taranto would go. But Tim has found a home at the GWS Giants. What a year he's had for the Sandon and Dragons. Premiers in the TAC Cup, seven players drafted. He's been good enough to join us. Tim, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
What's the last couple of days been like? Name read out. You meet the coaching staff and the club on Friday night. What's happened since in the last sort of 36 hours or so?
Yeah, it's just been a range of crazy emotions, to be honest. Obviously really excited to get started on flying up tomorrow morning and get started with the Giants, but also a bit upset, you know, leaving family and friends in Melbourne. So, yeah, it's been really strange, but really exciting, and I'm so stoked to be at the Giants.
All week, Tim, you know, normally coming into a draft, I suppose, the number one pick is sort of declared, and there was a lot of, you know, speculation. Wasn't going to be yourself, wasn't going to be young Andrew McGrath or Hugh McLuggage, which who found a home at Brisbane. That would have added more to the nerves, so I would suggest. But you knew, obviously, you were going to be somewhere in that that top 5 to 6. When your name is actually read out, what is the overwhelming feeling, even though you were one who probably knew your fate more than other players?
Yeah, this year obviously was pretty strange with no one actually knowing who was going to be pick one until the actual night. I know a few boys got a text from Adrian Dodoro saying that they can't give anything away and you'll find out when you find out. So that was really strange and added to the nerves, but I had a fair idea that if Andy was going to go number one, which that was my gut feeling, that I was a good chance to end up at the Giants. And when my name got called out, I was just really happy and I feel ready to go.
Joining a team that, you know, almost made a grand final, really have accelerated their development over the last couple of years. So you're obviously joining a team that's, you know, full of great talent with terrific facilities up in Sydney. Well-regarded coach and Leon Cameron, it's not a bad place to be.
Yeah, exactly. They've got, you know, obviously one of the best lists in the game. And whilst they had a good last year, they'd be looking to build on that. So hopefully I can soak up all the information from players like Dylan Scheel and Cal Ward and stuff like that and try and improve as much as possible and hopefully add to next year and hopefully they can go all the way.
Playing footy is one thing, Tim, and obviously you're very good at it and you've made it this far. And then it now becomes a lifestyle, being an AFL footballer. Has it sunk in yet? I mean, just give us, I suppose, the listeners out there a bit of a pen pick, if you like, of just you as a person and who is Tim Taranto?
No worries. I'm just kind of a regular kid. I've gone to St. Kevin's College. I've got, you know, some close mates. I like to go to the beach and just hang out around here. Don't have any crazy exciting hobbies, so yeah, just your average kid and play a fair bit of footy, obviously growing up, and lucky enough to end up picked two at the Giants.
And when you come through the development programs, which you know lead towards a TAC Cup club, when was the time when you thought, gee, I could do this, I could actually maybe go on and play AFL footy? When did you feel confident that you had that sort of thought in the back of your mind?
Yeah, it was probably a bit later than most other kids, to be honest. I played a fair bit of basketball growing up, and that was probably my number one sport until a few years ago. So probably 2014, 2015 was when I started to realise that, yeah, if I really knuckle down, I'm actually a chance to get drafted here. So did that, and it paid off in the end.
And just the Giants and I suppose the level of support they offer, how does it sort of work, you know, going to Sydney? Do they, some clubs I imagine, you know, assign a young player to a family, if you like, over there who look after you, or do you live with certain players up there? What do you know your sort of living arrangements and how it's all going to sort of pan out?
Yeah, well, Brett Hand, one of the welfare managers there, he's been really awesome with organising me and the other draftees. He told me and Will Setterfield, a good mate of mine that's from the Dragons, that we'll be rooming together straight away, which is really awesome. I'm really keen to see how that goes.
Oh, I was going to say, so he hasn't got any, you know, bad habits that you thought, I don't want to room with this bloke.
Nah, I think we'll be fine.
Very nice work. So you get straight into it on Monday. So you don't get a lot of time to think about it. How's it been, I suppose, just spending the last couple of days around family who, as you mentioned, have got to make a big adjustment. Not easy for parents and, you know, siblings to see, you know, their brother just, you know, go to another state and start a new part of, a new journey, if you like.
Yeah, well, we kind of came to terms with it a couple months ago with this year's drafting so unique that there's that many interstate clubs. So I've kind of been preparing for it for a while, and we all kind of expected it to happen. But in saying that, it's still pretty hard. I've had some dinners with some close mates, and obviously spending some time with family and friends at the moment, and, you know, saying my goodbyes just for a little bit, you know. So it's going to be tough, but I'm sure it'll work out all fine.
Well, it's a huge honour to be drafted. And look, mate, I hope you go on and have a fantastic career. Look forward to calling your name on SEN footy next year. And all the best, obviously, with the initial move up to Sydney and settling in. And look forward to seeing you play some great footy next year. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.